Welcome to Amit Sehgal, Telegram. Whew, what a day. So much happening, it's hard to keep up. This high court hearing regarding the dismissal of the Shin Bet chief, it's intense.
Absolutely. It's unprecedented. From the bereaved father outbursting in court, to the courtroom being cleared, to Justice Amit's surprise at the commotion, this is historical. And then, Justice Solberg suggesting a compromise, sending the case back to the Senior Appointments Committee? What do you make of that?
I see. It's a fascinating turn of events. Solberg seems to be prioritizing public interest and seeking a calming resolution. But Amit and Barak Erez remain silent. It makes you wonder what they're thinking. This whole situation really highlights the tension between the government's authority and the court's role.
Right? And then there's the government's lawyer comparing forcing them to keep the Shin Bet chief to forcing a couple to stay married. A bit of a dramatic analogy, don't you think?
Interesting. A strong statement for sure. It underscores their argument about the government's broad authority in this matter. But the court questioning whether that authority absolves them from adhering to administrative law, that's a key point of contention.
Definitely. And amidst all this, the comments from bereaved families feeling unheard and shut out by the court, it adds another layer of complexity. It's a very emotional and sensitive situation.
Got it. It's true. And what about Netanyahu's statements from Washington? Discussing Iran, Gaza, Turkey, and tariffs, it feels like a whole other world of issues alongside the court drama.
It does. His comments on Iran, particularly the emphasis on a Libya-style nuclear deal or military action, that's a significant statement. And his focus on retrieving captives from Gaza, it's a persistent and emotionally charged issue.
I see. It's a lot to unpack. And then there's Derry's interview, setting a deadline for internal agreement on core legislation within the coalition. That adds yet another dimension to the political landscape.
Yeah, it's a powerful move. While seemingly a threat, it also emphasizes the importance of the coalition's stability, especially given the current climate.
Interesting. And amidst all this political turmoil, the book recommendation about fallen soldiers from Hester Yeshivas, it's a poignant reminder of the human cost of conflict.
It is. A sobering reflection amidst the political battles. The image on the cover, the silhouettes of soldiers against the setting sun, it speaks volumes.
It does. A powerful image. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us on Amit Sehgal Telegram. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.